Erster Hörtext für die fünfte Schularbeit.
Listen to the short dialogues and try to guess the last line. Tick the correct boxes. Number one.
Look at those walking boots in the shop window.
They're nice. What size are they?
Size 40.
Number two.
Bob, what do you think of boxing?
I'm against it.
But don't you think it's exciting to watch?
Number three.
Tina, are you good at skating?
Well, fairly good.
When did you learn to skate?
Number four.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'd like a new ice hockey stick.
Number five.
Excuse me, can I ask you a few questions about motor racing?
Motor racing?
Yes. Do you like watching it on TV?
Number six.
Peggy, what's your favourite sport?
Oh, I think it's horse riding.
But isn't that an expensive sport?
Number seven.
Hey, Bob. Do you know that my sports teacher's favourite sport is diving?
Really? What equipment do you need for diving?
Number eight.
Can I help you?
Oh, yes. How much is that tennis racket over there?
Let me see. It's £38.90. It's a special offer.
Zweiter Hörtext für die fünfte Schularbeit.
Many accidents happen in the home or at school. Two pupils are discussing this problem with their teacher. Dialogue number one.
Now, I know that both of you have had several accidents. Liz, tell me about yours.
Well, I've broken my arm twice and I've burnt myself.
Burnt yourself?
Yes, it was quite bad, actually.
Tell me about that.
Well, my mother was making breakfast and I wanted to help her. I was only 10 years old, I think, and my mother told me she had not made the tea yet. So I picked up the kettle to boil some water, but it was already hot and I dropped it on my right foot.
Oh dear. Did you have to go to hospital?
Yes, I did.
I suppose it hurt a lot?
Yes, it was awful, and then all the skin came off.
What about when you broke your arm?
Well, that was in school when we were having physical education. My friend Sue said she was holding my legs, but she wasn't, and so I fell on the floor.
Did you know your arm was broken?
No, not at first, because it didn't hurt very much.
Really?
Then the next day I couldn't move it, and so Mum took me to hospital.
Dialogue number two.
What about you, Steve?
Well, I've broken a finger and I've had some nasty cuts. I once cut my head badly.
Tell me about the broken finger. How did you do that?
Well, I was playing table tennis.
You're joking. That's not a dangerous sport.
It was for me. I was trying to hit the ball very hard and I hit the table by mistake.
Oh dear.
It really hurt and I went to hospital straight away.
And how did you cut your head?
It was at a party. We were playing a game in the dark, and I fell over.
Did you have to go to hospital?
No, I didn't. It hurt a lot, but it wasn't a very big cut.
Then you were lucky.
Erster Hörtext für die sechste Schularbeit.
A young girl, Christine, is being interviewed about her future.
Now I'm talking to Christine Jones. Tell me something about what you expect in the future, Christine. When do you think you will get married?
Well, I think when I'm 26.
And how many children do you hope to have?
Oh, at least three or four. I love children.
Fine. What about your future job?
What do you think you will be one day?
I expect I'll work in my dad's shop.
So you'll be a shop assistant, will you?
No, I think I'll work as a secretary.
I see. Do you think you will have a house of your own?
I've no idea. I've never thought about it.
Is there anything special you would like to have?
Well, I hope to have a boat, because I like sailing, and I hope I will be able to spend a lot of time on the boat with my family.
I see. Any other sports you would like to do in the future?
I hope so. I hope I will still go swimming when I'm 80.
Yes. And is there anything you are afraid of in the future?
I'm afraid of a nuclear accident. I think that such an accident would kill most of the people in Europe.
Yes, you could be right. Thank you, Christine.
Zweiter Hörtext für die sechste Schularbeit.
Listen to the text about the life in an American apartment block.
Anne Johnson is 27 years old. She lives alone in an apartment on Main Street. Her apartment is on the third floor. Miss Johnson is a musician. She plays the piano. She practices for 2 hours every day. She never plays the piano at home in the evening because she works in a nightclub. She seldom practices in the morning because she usually sleeps late. She usually sings and plays the piano in the afternoon after lunch.